Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Wichita Wildcats 4-H member Reagan Gibson about swine and lamb shows happening at the Guthrie County Fair. To start off, I'd like to learn a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in here at Panorama, where you're from, and what 4-H club you're in.
I'm a junior here at Panorama. I'm from Panora, and I'm in the Wichita Wildcats 4-H club.
How long have you been in 4-H and showing at the Guthrie County Fair?
Well, I've been in 4-H for 8 years now. I've been showing at State Fair for seven and County Fair for 8, but I've been showing since I was 3 years old.
The fair starts on Thursday, and what will be going on for that schedule that you'll be participating in?
Well, I'll have the judging contest starting Thursday, and then Friday I have the swine show Friday morning, and then Saturday I have the open swine show and the lamb show.
Now, the judging contest on Thursday, is that the livestock judging contest? What goes on with that?
So the livestock judging contest, you'll usually judge a couple classes of breeding and market animals. So you judge for different traits. So in a market hog, you would judge for muscle composition and fat, and you would judge what is going to make the best meat, basically.
And then Friday, what's going on for you then?
I have the swine show Friday morning, so that's my big thing, is the swine show, so I have a couple gilts for that.
Another show going on Saturday is the open class jackpot swine show. Now, what is kind of special about this particular show?
So the open class jackpot swine show, the check-in's 7 to 8 and the show's at 9. And it brings in people from all across the state and sometimes from out of state, all into Guthrie County. And there will sometimes be like 70 plus people coming into Guthrie County who would never come before. And it's just a great experience to bring all these people to come in and see what Guthrie County is really about. And they just come and they show pigs and they just have a great time. And yeah, it's really fun.
And then just overall, what other shows or exhibits do you participate in?
I'm part of the lamb show, and then I do master showmanship for swine and lambs both.
What would you say is the big day for the fair as far as lamb goes?
For lambs, I'd say that's probably Saturday, because that's when the big lamb show is. That's breeding and market and showmanship, and that's just when everything big happens. And lamb numbers are the biggest they've been in a long time, and so that's really good for the fair, and it's just going to be a really fun show this year.
Of course, we've already had the Iowa State Fair this summer. How was this year's experience for you?
It was really good. I was a champion senior showman in the 4-H, which is something I've been working towards for a really long time, and I also won Skillathon with my team of two other members.
I'm not sure I know what Skillathon is. What is that competition?
It's basically a competition of skills, which is part of the name, but you will have a bunch of different like facets of the swine industry or the sheep industry or the goat industry, whichever division you decide to compete in. So for the swine industry, we decided to compete in that one this year. You would do meat judging and you would do processing piglets, you would do disease identification, basically everything you need to know about raising pigs. It's what youth today in the swine industry need to know to become successful.
And the rest of your team, are they also Guthrie County 4-H'ers?
No, they're not actually. I have my friend Kylie from Madison County and my friend Steiger from Benton.
And I heard you were involved in a new event for this year called Bacon Buddies. If you want to explain to listeners, what was that about?
Bacon Buddies was an event started by my friend Kylie, who's also a member of my Skillathon team. And it's a really great thing that was started this year. And it's a way for special needs kids to find the opportunity to show pigs. So essentially, we would pair up special needs kids with mentors. And I was a mentor for a kid named Ian with my friend Tucker. And we had him take one of Tucker's pigs. We let him name it and wash it and brush it. And we taught him how to show. And then we had a class for him. And he showed his pig, and we asked him questions, and everyone just had a really good time, and it was just one of the most fun experiences I've ever had.
What was most inspiring, or what was most memorable for you out of that?
I think just seeing how much confidence the kids gained, because when they all came, everyone was kind of timid, and they didn't really want to talk. And then at the end, everyone wanted to speak on the mic, and everyone wanted to hug and have pictures, and everyone was so excited, and they were, like, happy and jumping around, and everyone was talking to everyone, and it was just really, really exciting to see how everyone grew.
Do you hope to participate in it next year, and do you think maybe it will expand beyond the swine shows?
I definitely would want to participate in it next year. It's one of my favorite things I've ever done, and I think it would expand beyond swine shows and even beyond the state fair. I think it would be something that would be great to be in county fairs as well, if that's something that we would be able to get into county fairs around Iowa. I think that would be amazing.
Back to the Guthrie County Fair. Any other events or activities you're going to be participating in that you're looking forward to?
I honestly don't really get out of the barns very much, but one of my favorite things to do is just to hang out with my friends and just walk around, and we always play bags together and just talk, and it's one of my favorite parts of the fair is just connecting with my friends and really having that time to bond and have a really good time and just finally relax.
Now, you did mention pre-interview that you do some national showing, so I guess maybe after the county fair, it's not too much of a break until the next time you're doing a show?
Yeah, actually the week after county fair, I go to Austin, Minnesota for the National Barrow Show, and then later this month, I'll go to Grand Island, Nebraska for Exarban, and then in October, I might go to Kansas City for the Royal, and then I might go to Denver for my Quiz Bowl team. Not actually bringing pigs, but I'm on a Quiz Bowl team with a friend from Guthrie and two friends from CAM, so.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Wichita Wildcats 4-H member Reagan Gibson. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.